It's been 1 year since Texas prisoners have been able to visit their family members because of the pandemic. During that time, prisoners have dealt with massive outbreaks that sickened and killed fellow prisoners and staff. Well, starting today in Texas, that will change as loved ones will be able to visit again in person with some restrictions. 2 visits a month with one adult allowed, no physical touching. Kirsten Ricketts hasn't seen her husband, Jeremy, since March of 13th of last year, and she's on the steering committee of the Texas Criminal Justice Coalition Statewide Leadership Council, and she joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, thanks for being here, Kirsten. So your husband is currently incarcerated at the Polunsky Unit Prison in Livingston, Texas. What does it feel like now, knowing that you're very close to being able to see him again?
Well, I tell you, I'm a nervous wreck because I think I've aged 10 years in the last year and I've put on 20 pounds in this coronavirus. And so I guess there's a lot of apprehension mixed with excitement and a little bit of fear. And it's so many mixed emotions going on at the same time. I don't know if I can really describe it.
Yeah, because it's been a long time. I mean, what's it been like to go this long without seeing him? How have you all kept in touch?
I'm 12 minutes from the prison. So when I drive through the middle of town, I pass the exit to the unit on a daily basis. And during this time, my husband actually contracted the coronavirus. And they put him into a separate area in the prison. And during that time frame, there were intermittent weeks and months that we didn't have any telephone contact at all.
How is he feeling now?
Well, for him, he was in relatively good health when all of this happened. So I'm going to say he's pretty much back to normal, pretty much.
What about conditions inside of the prison where your husband is incarcerated? What measures have they been able to do to stop the spread of this virus?
Well, they have been short-staffed. There is a shortage of 5,500 officers within the Texas Department of Corrections at this time. They've had to shut down areas and pass out food. My husband was in a dorm area outside of the main area. But there were 6 or 7 guys at the end of the line, the very end of the line, who did not get any food at all. And I don't know where the meals were going, but they weren't making it to the end of the line.
You were also previously incarcerated, and since then, you've dedicated your life to helping people reenter society when they get out of prison. I mean, cynics may say, well, not being able to see loved ones for a year or more is kind of part of the punishment. But you're making the case that this is not the case. This is vital. It's vital to be able to see your loved ones, not only for you and your family, but for your husband as well.
That's right. It is the connection to family that instills hope in the individual. The place where they live under the conditions that they're living in, the Texas prison system, the maintenance problems with inside the buildings is god awful. A lot of these buildings are old and dilapidated. They've got windows busted out. There's no heating. There's no air conditioning. There's rats running around. There's roaches running around. They are living in these squalid conditions already before this coronavirus fell through. And then when you have no contact to the outside world and you're unable to see the people that you love and there's no communication, the suicide rates within Texas Department of Criminal Justice doubled in 2020 with the coronavirus and everything else that was going on. So on top of all of this stuff, the troubles within the system, a whole new light has been shed.
What are you going to do when you first see Jeremy's face?
I'm probably going to cry. And when I do get to see him, I'm not going to be able to hug him or touch him. So it's a face-to-face visit, but he'll still be behind a plexiglass and I'll be able to talk to him through some sort of a phone monitor that is attached to the system that they have set up for non-contact visits.
That's Kirsten Ricketts of the Texas Criminal Justice Coalition's Statewide Leadership Council. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And Kirsten's husband, Jeremy, has been in prison for more than 20 years on a murder conviction. He's up for parole in 3 years.